Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Phillies 24/7 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Phillies Today, this is a brand new podcast. First podcast, for me at least, for the month of December, as we actually do have a little bit of movement. There is some signings to talk about within the last couple of days. There is an update on Juan Soto. It came a couple of days ago, so maybe if you haven't heard about it, we will update you on that. That's what we're going to start is we're going to start going around MLB for a couple of minutes and take a look at what has happened around Major League Baseball. We'll end with a tiny bit of this day in Phillies history. But if you had listened a couple weeks ago, I did an all-90s Phillies team. I did the best squad from 1990 to 1999 at each position for the Philadelphia Phillies. And so let's move it a decade further. We're going to go the all-2000s Phillies team today. Would love to know your squad. Going to do every position, no DH, a starting pitcher, and a reliever. So we will do that. If you want to check out the 90s team, you can scroll down from a couple episodes ago, and you can go listen to that. It's literally labeled all 90s Phillies team. So we'll do 2000s Phillies team today. All right, we start with Juan Soto. According to NJ.com reporter Randy Miller, and he has a couple of updates here. On our sister station to WIP, WFAN in New York, for a radio hit there, he told them that the Red Sox and the Mets are the most likely landing spots for Juan Soto. He said the Blue Jays are all in, and the Yankees are to finish fourth. The team he just left and almost won a World Series with. Going to finish fourth in the sweepstakes. Wow. I still think the favorites are the Mets. I still think it's the Yankees and Mets, but boy. Really interesting to hear. The Yankees finish fourth? Wow. No mention of the Phillies there, so I mean, look, probably we already know he's not going to be a Philly, but I guess he can still dream. A couple of other news around the league. Tommy Edman, super utility guy for the Dodgers that won the NLCS MVP and was an instrumental part in them winning the World Series this year. 5-year, $74 million extension, it was announced a couple of days ago with the LA Dodgers, a deal that runs through 2029 with a club option in 2030. Since I was working overnight, I was actually able to see this as it was happening. Oh, so riveting. John Heyman tweeting out Matthew Boyd to the Cubs. The former Guardian and Tiger going to the Chicago Cubs on a 2-year, $29 million deal. Frankie Montas, someone who had some success a couple of years ago with the Oakland Athletics, is signing with the New York Mets. New York Mets, they're going to try to revive someone else's career here. You know, revived Sean Manaea a little bit. Made, not even revived, just made him a better pitch, the best pitcher he ever was, besides maybe 1 year in Oakland. And Luis Severino had a pretty solid year, you know, someone that has had injury troubles in his career. And Severino has been, had a solid year. And they're going to try to do the same with Frankie Montas, who has struggled, you know, being with three different teams since Oakland, with the Yankees, Milwaukee, and Cincinnati. So Frankie Montas, 2 years, $34 million with the New York Mets. And last thing to note, Nolan Arenado, trade rumors. According to Randy Miller, same from NJ.com, Cardinals have put Nolan Arenado on the trade block. And it looks like it's going to be either the Yankees or the Dodgers that could trade for one of the best third basemen in baseball in the last 20 to 30 years. So Nolan Arenado on the trade block, it looks like, and not surprised there. So those are your news and updates. Again, Red Sox and Mets, the favorites to land Juan Soto in the most recent report, but you just hear a million gazillion reports around the offseason and the hot stove. So that's your update for you on Juan Soto. All 2000s Phillies team. Again, I want to hear your lists. I'm not going to do necessarily a lineup. I'm going to go each position. And I'll take you through my thought process here. At catcher, it came down to two guys for me. It was pretty much the two guys that started at catcher for the Philadelphia Phillies in the 2000s. It was Mike Lieberthal, and it was Carlos Ruiz. And I know Chooch was good in the playoffs. Won a World Series with the Phils in 08. But I'm going to go Mike Lieberthal. It was between Lieberthal and Chooch. Mike Lieberthal, bit of a better offensive player than Chooch was, at least early. You know, if we're talking 2010s, that's different. We will do 2010s, of course, and we'll do that sometime within the next month or two. Chooch wasn't as good of an offensive player as he was a little later in his career in, like, the 2010s. You know, early on in his career, wasn't all that great. And I get it. He, you know, is the pitchers liked him, you know, like Cole Hamels. Anybody else in those rotations in the late 2000s, Jamie Moyer, they love Chooch. I get it. But I'm going to go the offensive production here from Mike Lieberthal. Had a 104 OPS plus. It's not great, but it's better than Chooch's, I think, 85 OPS plus that was from 06 to 09. It was not good. 87 OPS plus, 87 OPS plus, 63, and then 105 in 09. Had a pretty decent year in 09. It was almost worth a 3 war. Had a 355 OBP, a 780 OPS in general. And, you know, Chooch had some good playoff numbers too. But I'll take Lieberthal's offensive production early on in his career. Or not early on, but in those 2000s before he went to the Dodgers. I'll take Lieberthal's production a little over Carlos Ruiz. So Mike Lieberthal is my catcher. First base, I was trying to compare Ryan Howard to Tomei, and Jim Tomei, the couple of years he was here, and unfortunately, I think that third year he got injured. Ryan Howard, that stretch from 2006 to really 2006 to 2011, but even if you just want to shorten it to 06 and 09 for purposes, obviously, for this show today, was unbelievable. 06 to 09. He averaged 50 home runs, 143 RBI, and almost a 150 OPS plus, was top five in MVP voting every single year. Won the 2006 MVP award, and we all remember 313 average, 58 home runs, 149 RBIs, was a monster that year. And a year not talked about enough, I think, in like Philadelphia sports history is that 06 season. Like, I mean, what? I mean, Schmidt's record at the time was 49 home runs, right? It was 49 home runs, I believe, right? I'm just double-checking. It was 48. It was 48 and 80 in 1980. And Ryan Howard shattered that record by almost 10 more home runs and hitting 58 in 2006. Again, I just don't think that's necessarily a year that's not talked about enough in Philadelphia sports history. And I don't think his 06 to 09 run, not talked about enough in baseball history, because he was one of the best power hitters He was probably the best power hitter in baseball. It was like him and Pujols. Like, that was it. That was it. Those runs. So, Ryan Howard, 06 NL MVP. The numbers he was putting up from 06 to 09, you know, clutch and big hits for the Phils, especially in those postseason runs from 07 to 2011. But obviously, 10 and 11, we'll keep to the side for now. But even then, Ryan Howard, a lot of big home runs for the Phils. So, first baseman, Ryan Howard. Tomei, love Jim Tomei. It's not Jim Tomei. Didn't have the longevity and as a Philly, and Howard just that stretch from 06 to 09. Pretty unbelievable. Second base, obvious. You know, a couple of these were going to be obvious. Chase Utley. I guess we're talking about it a little more now that, you know, Chase is on the Hall of Fame ballot and fared pretty well in his first year. I believe it was right around 28%. Chase is like the value of Chase as a second baseman from really 2005 to 2011, but for the purposes of right now, again, 05 to 09, the latter half of the 2000s, he was worth at least 7 WAR per season. He won 4 Silver Sluggers. His slash line was 301, 388, 535 with a 922 OPS, good for a 135 OPS plus. Those are regular season numbers, but still amazing. And then on top of that, has tied with Reggie Jackson and George Springer with 5 home runs in a single World Series, that 09 World Series, where unfortunately the Phils lost in 6 games to the New York Yankees, but 5 home runs in that 09 World Series, tied for most ever. He was not just a great regular season player and, you know, one of my favorite athletes in the history of the city, but he was amazing in the postseason. He was clutch, and you could, I mean, just the way he carried himself. Like, he was exactly the type of player that you think he would be in October. Cool, calm, collected guy. Just like Harry Callis said, you are the man.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chase Utley. So Chase was an unbelievable second baseman. Just overall, he was great. Underrated defensively, I think. Trying to look at his numbers right now. DRS, defensive run saved, aren't the end-all, be-all. But it was a pretty good second baseman. And I don't think he ever won a gold glove. Never won a gold glove. I'm looking at his defensive run saved right now. In 2005, he had 20 defensive runs saved at second base. 2006, 18. 2007, 18. 2008, 30. Chase was underrated even in that sense. Unbelievable. Chase was obviously the second baseman of the 2000s for the Phillies here. Shortstop, obviously the shortstop of the Phillies in 2000s as well. And had the longevity in as far as the 2000s go. I mean, he played, I think his first year with the Phils, first full season for J-Roll was 2001. I mean, he was the only starting shortstop, so he was going to be the shortstop anyway. But J-Roll, I mean, I will always remember that 07 MVP season, the, 2020 season where he had the 30 home runs, the 20 triples, the 20 stolen bases, and the 20 doubles, I guess, so he had 38 doubles. But that 07 MVP season, still not talked about enough in this city, and I guess maybe because it didn't result in a championship, but, like, oh well, like, you know, at that time, Phils were trying to break through to finally make the playoffs, and they did, and a huge part of that was Jimmy Rollins. That year in 07, won an MVP, won his first Gold Glove at the time. Very good, you know, defensive player J-Roll was. Silver Slugger. And J-Roll was just... J-Roll was my favorite player growing up. My favorite Phillies player growing up. Albert Pujols was my favorite baseball player, but Jimmy Rollins was my favorite Philly, and will remain my favorite Philly forever because, you know, when you're a kid and you have your favorite player, that's pretty much who sticks with you forever. Albert Pujols will be my favorite baseball player of all time. Jimmy Rollins will be my favorite Philly of all time. And J-Roll, and we always remember his hit against Broxton, against the Dodgers in the 09 NLCS, his walk-off hit, and things like that just make J-Roll a Philadelphia sports legend. You knew he was going to be the shortstop here. Third base. Look, man, wasn't going to be Placido Polanco. Wasn't going to be Pedro Feliz. Was not going to be David Bell. Know that cycle he hit in 2004, right? Not going to do it. I know he only played a couple of seasons technically in the 2000s for the Fightins, but, and some of you probably hate him, but I don't care. Scott Rolen is your third baseman. All-time defensive third baseman. Was that for the Phillies in those couple of years in the 2000s and was an underrated bat, in my opinion. So Scott Rolen was your third baseman. Not going to elaborate too much there for time purposes. Plus, I just don't think there's much to go off here anyway because I think it's more about, you know, Rolen was a great third baseman. But those other guys, not much to go there anyway. And I want to talk about these outfielders too. Three outfielders. Not necessarily going, you know, I didn't say center fielder, left fielder, right fielder. Going three outfielders. I'm going Bobby Abreu, I'm going Pat Burrell, and I'm going Shane Victorino. And the other two that I was considering were Jason Wirth and was Raul Ibanez. But Raul Ibanez really only had that 1 year in 09, and it was great. 34 home runs, almost 100 RBI. Really only had the great first half, but it was a pretty memorable first half for the Phils. Ibanez had. But I don't know. I don't know if the 1 year did enough for me. Jason Wirth was the other one I was considering, and Wirth was such an unbelievable all-around player. But really only had the 08 to the 09, the 08 to the 09. And 08, he didn't play. I think he played 124 games, somewhere around there for the Phils, like 120 to 130 games. And it wasn't enough for me. As much as I love the player Jason Wirth was. The three I went with, Abreu, Burrell, and Victorino. Abreu, unbelievably underrated as a baseball player in general, but in the city too. We like to rag on Abreu because of his defense, like whatever. He was a 300, 400, 500 hitter for pretty much a decade with the Phillies from like the late 90s to the mid 2000s when he was traded to the New York Yankees in 06. But he was always hovering around 300, 400, 500. He was an on-base machine, and Abreu was just too good of an offensive player to leave out of the outfield. Pat Burrell, I know Burrell had his, you know, troubles in the field or in out in left field, but Burrell was still a consistently good power hitter, so I'll take Burrell. Shane Victorino's the last one, and Victorino was just too good of an, you know, an all-around two-hole hitter for the Phils back in the day, in the late 2000s. This was crucial to those Phillies teams. Won three Gold Gloves from 08 to 2010, not counting 2010, but who cares? Like, he was a great defensive center fielder. We all know that. Steal bases was just perfect in that two-hole behind Jimmy Rollins. Last couple here. We're going starting pitcher, and you already know who it is. It's Cole Hamels. Cole, instrumental for the core of the Phils getting back to the playoffs after, you know, 14, 15 years from the early 90s. And Cole was the homegrown pitcher. He was that guy. It was supposed to be Brett Myers, right? But Brett Myers never panned out that way. Love Brett forever. But Cole, 08 World Series MVP. And Cole's run there. I mean, he got even better in the early 2010s. But, I mean, from what he did for this city in the late 2000s, you know, the 07 run to get to the playoffs, he was an instrumental part too. Of course, J-Roll was the biggest part. But Cole Hamels was right there. Cole Hamels was right there, you know, the ace of that staff in the late 2000s. So you knew it was going to be Cole Hamels here. Cliff Lee, I guess a close second, but Cliff, but my thing is Cliff played half a season in 09. So I wouldn't consider Cliff in this conversation as much as Cliff was instrumental for that run to the 09 World Series, at least getting that pennant. Not going to say that Cliff Lee should be a part of this team. Maybe if we're going like a, even if we're going to starting five, I don't know. But still, there are, you know, a rotation, but no. Closer slash reliever, you already knew who it was. I almost took a look at Jose Mace's career for a second just to, you know, at least think about it, you know, not to say that it was a certain somebody that had a perfect season in 08. It was huge to the Phillies winning the World Series in 08. Jose Mesa was great for a couple of years, but then he was really bad for a year. We had a 6.52 ERA. I think it was right before the 05 season. And I loved Jose Mesa. You know, if you're growing up as a kid, he was my closer. I'm 29, so, you know, growing up as an 8, 9, 10-year-old, like, Jose Mesa was, you know, was great. And he had a good career, by the way. Good career. But it's Brad Lidge. Obviously, it's Brad Lidge. Had the perfect season for the Phillies in 2008. Recorded the last out in 2008. 41 for 41 in the regular season. A 1.95 ERA for the Fightins. And you know what's funny, though, too? Is that, like, Mesa had the bad season, right? But Lidge had a horrible season in 09. It literally had a 7.21 ERA. The complete opposite of what he did in 08, where he finished fourth in Cy Young voting. He actually, you know, top 10 in MVP voting as well. So, I mean, but that 08 season where you were literally perfect as far as save opportunities go, and you had an unbelievable season, and that's honestly, like, even then, like, I think Lidge's 08 season isn't talked about enough in Philadelphia sports history. And I guess because he was a closer, and it's not like he was a starting pitcher. It's not like we talk about him like what we do with Doc and, you know, Ryan Howard's 06 season to a certain extent. Not talked about enough still. I don't know. Let's do a World Series, man. Let's do a World Series. So Brad Lidge, my closer. Real quick, go through the team real quick, and would love to know your teams out there. Mike Lieberthal, catcher. First base, Ryan Howard. Second base, Chase Utley. Shortstop, Jimmy Rollins. Third base, Scott Rolen. Outfield, Bobby Abreu, Pat Burrell, Shane Victorino. If we're really getting, you know, specific here, I'd probably put Pat Burrell in left. Bobby Abreu in right, Victorino in center, then Cole Hamels, my starting pitcher /ace/ace, and then closer/reliever Brad Lidge. All right, that's going to do it for Phillies today. I was going to do this day in Phillies history, but running out of time here a little bit. But again, my Twitter/X handle is @Rojas_media_. Would love to know if you had any problems here with the all 2000 squad. Would love to know if you really liked it. Things you liked, things you didn't like about it. Give me your team. Send me a tweet. Catcher through closer. Would love to know who you got in your all-2000s Phillies. We'll do the all-2010s Phillies very soon as well, so stay tuned for that. We will keep you up to date with everything on Phillies Today right here on Phillies 24-7 for Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapsidility refreshing!
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.